In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
What people are capable of believing is sometimes frightening. Mass amounts of people have believed in ideologies that are very destructive and have followed types of propaganda that you would say, how is it possible that anyone could accept that? And it has affected millions and millions of people. And sometimes people blame faith communities for such things, and sometimes we do abuse our faith community or the name of someone that is holy to justify something that is not right. But what's different about all of the destructive types of belief and the belief that God has given us is that fear is not part of Christ's love and how he calls us to himself. The other destructive types of belief through propaganda, usually there's some kind of underlying fear or suspicion. But God has always shown us in various ways that he loves us in unimaginable ways, and he wants us to make us part of this life, this mystical life. And today we celebrate that kind of love and that kind of faith. Blessed are those who believe and do not see. Jesus said this to Thomas, not to say that he was not blessed for believing, because Christ blessed the disciples in many ways. But also, this today is sort of like a small Pentecost, being the eighth day from Pascha, and Pentecost being the eighth Sunday from Pascha. Christ says, receive the Holy Spirit to his disciples. And the belief that came down on the whole church was starting to be given to the disciples with signs. People had believed in God before, well before Christ came. But what kind of love has Christ shown? The first time that he appeared to his disciples, he showed them his hands and his side. Thomas was not with them. And then Thomas asked for something more, not just to see, but also to touch. And then the second time that Jesus appears to disciples, while the doors again are shut, he invites Thomas, without having been there when Thomas said that he wanted to put to touch as an examination, that this was truly Christ who was risen from the dead. Christ invited him to do that, and Thomas says, my Lord and my God. And no one, as Saint Paul says, can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So this was a blessing to Thomas. It wasn't that just those who believe without seeing are blessed. Because to the believers, the signs in the gospel are affirmations. To unbelievers, even the signs that Christ worked in front of their very eyes were offensive. The woman who was bent over for 18 years when Christ healed her, people's first reaction was that it was not right to heal on the Sabbath. So something that only God can do, they were offended. When there was a man with a withered hand, people were looking closely at Christ to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. So it's almost like they believed enough that he was able to heal, but they wanted to look for some kind of scandal. And that was that he would heal on the Sabbath. So seeing, we might say, is believing, but those who saw didn't believe, or those who saw looked for some excuse to find offense with God. The whole saving work of God becoming a human being has given us something visible, something concrete to believe. Why would we celebrate all this magnificence and this color and all this iconography? God gave us something to see, and he gave us himself. And what a difficult thing to imagine, that he would suffer for us and that he would understand our suffering. And he would be able to identify himself and the love that he gave to us by the marks of the nails and the side that had received the spear. I had been disturbed by this because I said, well, if Christ's wounds show up after his resurrection, does that mean that our wounds or whatever was wrong with us is going to continue after the resurrection? I don't like the sound of that. And I look to John Chrysostom for these difficult questions because he asks them very often. And I came across what he had said about this particular question. And he says, be not troubled. He says that just because he has wounds, this is part of his condescension. Part of this humility, that God was humble enough that even after his resurrection, he's showing us this is God who became a human being and who endured crucifixion. But he says, be not troubled, because just as the man who walked on the waves was not unable to go on the cross, the same thing that the man who showed the marks of his nails, that doesn't mean that his body is incorruptible. And of course, we believe that the Son of Man, who's the creator of everything, who became man for our sakes, is coming again in glory. Not with the marks of the nails, but to bring us to his heavenly kingdom. So this is such a great gift, and it's with such love that he shows this to his disciples, that they rejoice when they saw him. He invites Thomas to examine him with the sense of touch, and then by the Holy Spirit, Thomas says, my Lord and my God. When we believe in something, it's because it has been revealed to us. Our faith is expressed through works. St. James said that we can't just say, be clothed and be warmed, if we're able to give something concrete for them to see our faith. So God's faithfulness to us and his love for us has been shown to us with the mark of the nails, and that he has called us into the communion of the Holy Spirit through faith and love, and not through fear. He has come and has understood our suffering, our temptation, and he sent the Holy Spirit down upon the whole church so that we could continue believing, and that we would know that just as God is not remote from our concerns, that we are not to stand aloof or be remote from one another's concerns, that we express our faith through good works, that we continue participating in the mystical life of Christ, who has shown us in so many ways that he loves us. To him be all glory, honor, and worship, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto ages of ages. Christ is risen.